All right. So, you know, many years ago, I experimented via different avenues, you know, of trying to figure out what this place was. You know, now I know it's just a hive. It's a 666 flesh mind, AI flesh mind hive Borg. You know, everybody's in the flesh mind, survival mode and stuff, and they got to have this, and they got to satisfy themselves, and they got to impress other people. You know, pleases a man instead of pleases a God. Anyway, so I noticed the trouble with the in-laws. No matter who you dated, or no matter who you were married to, the mother-in-law, the brother-in-law, the sister-in-law, they always were trying to get involved and change you. And you're like, okay, I don't try to change their life or tell them how to believe or how to think or how to act. Why are they trying to do that to me? And I thought, okay, so it's just happening everywhere. And so what it came down to is when you have peace and you're minding your own business and you're not a people pleaser and you have your own thing going on, your own goals and your own studies and all that, a lot of times the woman you're talking to or seeing, she wants more attention. I mean, she wants all your attention. She's jealous of your attention on the scripture, or if you're teaching the saints online, or she's jealous of your attention. I mean, she wants more attention than God, you know. And if she's not getting what she needs, in other words, instead of her getting her identity out of Christ, out of Jesus, if she's not getting what she needs, she's going to get it from somebody, somewhere. And she's going to persecute you until you conform and give her the attention she thinks she deserves. The attention, the time, the money, the energy, the effort. And even if, let's say you're married to one of them and she's not getting pregnant, it's your fault. She wants to blame you instead of praying to God, blame you because she's not pregnant. That's how insane these people are. These AI flesh creatures, you know. And so I thought for a while there, you know, being raised around these crazy women and in-laws, and I mean family members, cousins, aunts, and stuff like that. I thought all women were like that. Then you go online, you meet some saved women, and they admit to being that way before until they got born again, you know, and then they had peace with God, you know. And you see, you're sitting there watching the whole gamut, you know. Whether it's the men or the women, they like the drama. They like to always be doing something and going to the bars, going to parties, going to football games, basketball, hockey, going here, going to the beach. They always have to be doing something, you know. And drinking and drugging and yelling and screaming and cursing and causing drama and trying to call the police, and if you don't conform to them, and making stories up, and their imagination, they create something that's not even real. Why'd you look at me that way? What are you talking about? I'm going back to my mama's house. You looked at me funny. Well, don't come back, because I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah, maybe you are funny. Maybe you are a clown. Maybe I looked at you funny because you're acting like a clown. And people don't want to submit to authority, rebuke. They don't want to line up with the scripture, the word. You tell them what the word says and they refuse it. And they create a bunch of chaos, you know. As soon as one leaves, another one shows up on the scene. And they say, oh, I'm sorry she was that way. I'll be the perfect woman for you. I'll be the perfect support woman. I'll be there for you. And blah, blah, blah. And she's worse than the other one. She was a master manipulator. Narcissistic Jezebel, worse than the other one. And after about experimenting with the society that we got, the people in this society, that the women, this is before the internet. What I'm talking about is before the internet. And so then you experiment and say, okay, maybe I'll talk to this one. Come to find out, so you got your guard up more now. Well, this one's crazier than the other two. And this one's crazier. And then you meet one, you talk to her for a couple years, and you're thinking about getting married. She knows how to cook and clean and be submissive. And next thing you know, she calls you from another state and says, guess where I'm at? I have no idea. I'm in Virginia. What are you doing there? I got married. I'm coming back this weekend to see you. I said, no, you're not. You're married. Bye. Adios. I mean, these people are literally lost and confused and hellbound and delusional and insane and clowns. And so these clowns, these AI flesh mind clowns who never got really born again, they might be in church and stuff, but they never got born again, they're clowns. And so I was just scratching. So I said, you know, I'm going to do an experiment. I'm just gonna stay by myself for a while and just mind my own business. And you can't even do that. When you decide, okay, stay by myself, I'm not going to talk to anybody, I'm just going to be, go to work, go home. They don't like that. The system doesn't like it. The matrix doesn't like it. So they'll send Delilahs and Jezebels out of the woodworks. And you're like, where did she come from? Where'd they come from? They could be coworkers, you know. You'll be going to work and some woman's at work talking to you and trying to find out information. You think she's just being friendly. No. She's trying to get her foot in the door. She's trying to find out who you're seeing. And then she says, you're just minding your business. Let's go in the back room. I don't think so. You know, it's like shocking, you know. And if you get one of those that does get in the door, you come to find out everything she told you was a lie. Whether she's being abused or whether she's, whatever she's in, she wants somebody to save her. Whatever the lie is, it don't matter what it is. They create these lies to pull you in. And then if you do get pulled into one of them, come to find out she is a narcissistic, psychopathic Jezebel wanting to steal your property, wanting to steal your house. She's on Facebook, talking to some other dude. And you're like, you're sick, woman. You're sick. You spend about 2 or 3 months. I might go out to eat a lot, go to the pool, go to the beach, take her down there, and your mom meets her. And you're like, yeah, something ain't right. You know, they just don't jive. Something's not right. And then the mask starts to break. I remember I was at the beach with one, and she says, buy me this hat, buy me this hat. It was all about her getting money and stuff and somebody buying her stuff. She was in the queen bee worship me delusion. She wanted a bunch of guys buying her stuff and thinking that she can get by with it. And you're like, you're sick. Who are you? Where'd you come from? Get out of my face. And you're like, wow. So you can't even decide, hey, I'm gonna live the single life for a while and talk to God. And then they show up on the scene at work, or it don't matter where it at. The restaurant, they always want it. Somebody's wanting to get in that door, you know. They're always looking for somebody that can pay their way. And they've ruined their own life and ruined their own connections. And so they think they can deceive you, especially if you're kind of the kind of person that's kind of that's kind, you know, quiet and kind, and you just mind your own business, they think you're dumb. They don't even realize what you've been through. And they always, and a lot of them, they'll pretend to be, well, what kind of clothes did your first wife wear? What kind of question is that? And you say, well, she wore this kind of clothes. I didn't really pay attention a whole lot, but I knew she was more conservative. And then they'll try to dress conservative to fool you. They try to mimic somebody else to get in the door, to get you bound up. And you're like, what kind of program are they running on? And you see this, and it blows your mind that these people are like clones of clones of clones. Who do they work for? They must be working for a Freemason system that's hiring these people. Either the Catholics, the Jesuits, the Catholics, or the Freemasons, or the cults, or the isms, or the witches, or the warlocks, or the Pentecostals. They don't want to be a helper. They want to flip the roles. You help them instead of them being a helper. They want you to help them.